growing up and getting like Lori's important 18th birthday?
You know, for me personally, probably just being happy with you. You know, it took a long time for me to just be happy with me, and because I was always really worried about what other people thought about me. You know, I was wanting to please everyone all the time. That's just like the kind of person I am, and I'm very, very sensitive. And now, you know, turning 18, I'm not saying that 18 made me just be like, oh, I'm grown up now. But over a period of time, I've just realized it doesn't really matter. You know what I mean? As long as you're happy with yourself, that's what matters. You know, you can't go on trying to please everyone. You know what I mean? So.
Was there any special situation? Because, I mean, this is like, you can't please everyone. Usually something happens where you make this.
You know what? It's not even about pleasing everyone. I kind of do it to myself. Because no matter what I do, my mom's going to love me no matter what. And my family's going to love me no matter what. It's just because I'm a perfectionist and I do it to myself, you know. I actually put the misery on myself when I shouldn't, you know. I think it's sometimes just success is sometimes harder than failure sometimes. Because when you are successful, it's like people expect so much more out of you. And you have that responsibility on yourself to make everything so perfect when it's you know, it's okay. You're human, like I said, you know.
Another thing you said at the press conference yesterday is that your favorite movie is Titanic.
Yeah.
And if you can believe the papers, it's the movie that you've seen together with your ex-boyfriend, Greg. Do you feel hurt about that he sold all these stories about you and together to the newspapers?
Am I hurt?
What are your feelings about it?
You know what, if that's what he wants to do, that's fine. You know, he's an individual, and if that makes him happy, well, then it's fine. I really wish, personally, I wish it would be kept more private, you know what I mean? But people make mistakes.
Brittany enjoys being a girl. She loves colors that pop, and she loves to shop till she drops. She's a romantic at heart and loves romantic novels. And she's untarnished and untainted. It's a far cry from the early days when all the work, traveling, ambitions, and sweat paved the way for world success. But boy, was it worth it. Brittany always knew what she wanted to be, a pop star. And her sheer determination, confidence, and hard work and support from her family saw her through. Everyone dreams of being a princess or a prince. They dream of being world famous and a superstar. And dreams very rarely come true. However, Brittany was smart enough to fulfill her dreams.
Because you're a role model for like our readers maybe, that's the story that you want to keep your virginity, and this is important for you, and I would like to know why this is important for you, and if you can give any tips for him to know this, why?
Well, I think probably because my friends that have experienced that, it's like once you make that bond with someone, it's like all these emotions get involved and everything, and it's all this confusion. So that's why when I do that, I want to make sure it's the right person, you know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, once, like I said, once you do something like that, all these emotions get involved, and you know, especially for a girl, I think. And so that's the main reason why.
Do you want to wait for a special situation or a person, or is it something to do with marriage and Christianity?
Oh, definitely. I would definitely want to wait till I'm married, you know, to make that kind of move. Definitely.
Are you very religious?
Huh?
Are you very religious? Going to church?
Yeah, I grew up going to church. Yes. I'm Baptist.
You still go from time to time when you have time?
When I have time, yeah. That's one of the drawbacks because I'm... I usually have to work on Sunday, so I usually don't get to go to church. So, but just praying every night and stuff like that is a chance for me to give back. I don't think God's going to punish me because I don't go to church every Sunday, you know. So times for me to give back just by being a good person, you know what I mean? I think he looks at the situation and understands, you know. Mm-hmm.